Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, things. Friday comes, the weekend is over, and in the 2 days while we're taking a rest over the weekend, seems like more happens than during the week. Last weekend, an assassination attempt. This weekend, another assassination attempt. Well, Joe Biden has announced yesterday that he won't continue his presidential campaign. And this came out just this morning, oh, an hour ago. This is an update, 10:14 Eastern Daylight Time. White House calls emergency staff conference for 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Another call for all appointees at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. This is on Hal Turner Radio Show. White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients has called an emergency conference call for all White House staff, which began moments ago at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Another such call for all appointees scheduled for 11 a.m. Rumors claim Biden health condition terminal. Rumors claim Biden health condition terminal. The article goes on, we may be heading into a full-blown presidential resignation. And then 10:14 Eastern Time, about 14 minutes later. Is that right? Yeah, at the same time. Kamala Harris just arrived at the White House. And with her, Chelsea Clinton. And Hal Turner will give updates. But I thought we should discuss Joe Biden's health. Now, remember, I had mentioned last week, Joe Biden is not the real president. He's just has been put in. He's the leader of a corporation, not the president of the country. And he can be assassinated. Trump and all going back to Jimmy Carter, there could be no assassinations in that group of seven. But Biden is not in that group of seven, which I repeat weekly. The riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, 9 and 10. The seven final presidents of the United States of America. Seven presidents, but there will be eight administrations. One of the seven has 2 8-year terms, almost complete 8-year terms, or 16 years total as leader of the Western world. So someone's going to return. And with Biden, you know, he endorsed Kamala Harris, which has caused a storm with this is a probably Biden getting back at the betrayers who have just betrayed him. Now Obama yesterday out of the Washington Post. Biden or Obama did not endorse Vice President Kamala Harris on Sunday to be the Democrat Party's presidential nominee after President Joe Biden announced he was ending his reelection campaign. This is out of the Daily Wire. Obama praised Biden in a lengthy statement, which I have, and it's very lengthy, I don't want to read it, for his remarkable career in public service. He said that he had every right to run for re-election and finish the job he started. Obama says Joe understands better than anyone the stakes in this election, how everything he has fought for throughout his life, everything that the Democratic Party stands for, will be at risk if we allow Donald Trump back in the White House and give Republicans control of Congress, Obama stated. For Joe to look at the political landscape and decide that he should pass the torch to a new nominee is surely one of the toughest in his life. Now, why was he forced, and who forced him to pass the torch? Obama is speaking through his lips. Obama is the one behind it. He goes on, we will be navigating uncertain waters, uncharted waters in the days ahead. I have extraordinary confidence that the leaders of our party, and he is whispering under his breath, me, the leaders or the leader of the Democrat Party, me, will be able to create a process from which an outstanding nominee emerges. Who would that outstanding nominee be? Me, Barry Satoro, Barack Obama. I've been discussing to this audience for a couple of years, and more so in the last year, more so in the last 6 months, more so in the last 3 months. The only individual that can replace Donald Trump is Barack Obama. Eventually, the final president of the United States of the United, the final president or the leader of the United States of America will be Barack Obama. And now, with Joe announcing yesterday that he is not going to continue his campaign, well, and now it begins. Now it's going to unravel. Now the great push for the new dictatorship in the United States of America. It has now begun. The overthrow and the stealing and the lawless return of Barack Obama has begun. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen cream to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The present truth. Weeknights, 6 to 7 p.m. on 1360KHNC.com for the streaming of the Present Truth program. Again, weeknights, 6 to 7. And then AM 1360 for those in the Northern Colorado listening area for the Present Truth program. So Joe, terminally ill. At least that was as of 2 hours, an hour plus ago. Terminally ill. Kamala Harris at the White House, Chelsea Clinton with her, and then Joe, just for those that you'll understand what I'm going to say, and of all days for Joe to announce he will no longer run for president or that he will discontinue the campaign on the full moon, a occult moon. This was not accident. The people in the occult, they do everything on their holidays, or when the stars align, planets align, the sun, the moon, the planets, everything is according to occult ley lines, things happening in the heavens. And it's a full moon yesterday. Joe announces that he is going to discontinue his political career. This is not accidental. Everything that happens with the Democratic Party has occult fingerprints everywhere. Now, this is out of All News Pipeline. This was today. William Sullivan. All evidence suggests that he didn't withdraw willingly. Speaking of Joe. And some have even theorized that the announcement went out without his approval or knowledge. Whether that's true or not, it's irrelevant. What appears certain is that Biden was a victim of a coup orchestrated by several nefarious conspirators. And we'll find out who their names are. Let's see. Biden did much the same to Obama and the Democrat establishment. Oh, I'm sorry. With the last grasp of his campaign, Biden emphatically endorsed Kamala Harris to replace him on the ticket, to replace himself on the ticket. He simultaneously ended his own political future while severely wounding the enemies who conspired against him. Biden's endorsement triggered a domino effect of other endorsements, most importantly from James Clyburn, and Congressional Black Caucus members. So he's still His people, his machine is still hitting back. While Barack Obama praised Biden's choice to exit the race, he and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have all declined to endorse Kamala Harris as of the writing of this article. Sullivan says that he's willing to wager that there's enough of the former Biden. He's cognitive enough, and he's still a slippery technician, and he still knows that the Democrat establishment, they're also conspiring to replace him with someone other than Kamala Harris. Biden just made it incredibly difficult for them. I'm reading what this Sullivan, William Sullivan, has to say. And I'm going to interject this. This now, if something happens to Joe, Kamala is, if he dies, if he leaves this world, Kamala's president, or she's not president, she'd be the imposter president. What would she do? Because now you have the Democrat convention coming. And at the convention, I mean, everything is topsy-turvy. If there was to be a coup, not just of the Biden presidency or his power, but now, because we are in a delicate state as a country, war in the Middle East, war in Ukraine, we had a cyber attack last week, an assassination attempt on the president. We have many things happening. It's very interesting that this would be a perfect time for an overthrow of the government. Now, but concerning Kamala, she has been given an undesirable and impossible task by Joe Biden. And this may be retribution for her attacks against him in the primaries. And Joe undoubtedly recognized that once the spotlight is maintained on her for more than a few seconds, she's obviously nothing more than a cackling fraud who could never be taken seriously as president. And this is true. Now, as the date goes, as things develop throughout the day, if there is something wrong with Joe, which it didn't appear that physically there was much wrong, but these leaders in the cabal that rules this country, it would be nothing for them. They already have a plan. If Joe is dead, they have a plan, and it is going to interfere with Donald Trump becoming president or being elected. This may actually we are possibly watching the beginning of the end of this election season. Possibly, I don't know. Kamala, though, is out. Biden and Harris have long been adversaries, so it's difficult to imagine imagine who would genuinely endorse her so emphatically that he would. And it would be even more difficult to imagine that Joe Biden thinks that Harris would give Democrats the best pass, give Democrats the best path to the victory in 2024. Sullivan's opinion, Obama, Schumer, and Pelosi have been trying to replace Joe in order to prevent more moderates from fleeing the rapidly shrinking Democrat tent. Now that Biden, the democratically chosen nominee, has given his explicit blessing to Kamala Harris, this puts us in a state of uncharted waters. Nothing like this has ever happened before in American history. What we do now is that Kamala is extremely unlikely to win in November, and that leapfrogging her with a white man, for example, will be seen as heresy from the woke left. So you can see right now that the whole power structure in the Democrat Party is not behind Kamala. And the powers that are directing, giving the Democrat Party direction, is really Obama and Pelosi, Schumer. Now, I'm telling you, we don't know what's going to happen. So, Cactus and I were driving, took a drive yesterday, and about 2:15, I think it was, I heard that Biden was no longer going to continue his bid for the campaign. He was going to end his campaign. And I remember thinking that this is a coup, and I'm reading about it now. It's a coup. They have to, the rulers in Washington, D.C., they know that Donald Trump has too much momentum. And they know that they can't wait casually for August. And this is why I believe there was yesterday in Washington, D.C., there was a crowd, people, young people, telling Joe, you must go. Joe, retire. Step away. This was a protest. The machine is at work. The machine, are they Antifa? Are they Black Lives Matter? This had to be orchestrated. Somebody had to pay them. Once again. But now, if they should nominate Michelle Obama to replace Kamala, I think that Michelle would be, she's more likable to a little bit. And let's say that she were to get the nomination and she were to pick Barack as vice president. Now that's a terrifying thought. And if they could get to January, to the inauguration, she's president, he's vice president, and then she decides to just leave the presidency, Barry would be in position. I mean, this is just hypothetical, but could you imagine an Obama ticket on the bumper stickers of cars across the country? Obama, Obama. Do you think the Democrat Party and these young liberals would go absolutely crazy? Would they be honking at midnight? Obama, Obama, the ticket for 2024. Obama, Obama. That's a pretty heavy thought. That's freaky. I don't want to think about that. I won't sleep tonight. Obama, Obama. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. I'm trying to gather my thoughts, and it's very difficult because this is a big one. This is big. This is humongous. It's huge. What's happening? Is Biden alive? I'll be back.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Present Truth program, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 6 p.m. tonight on 1360 AM radio in the Johnstown, Northern Colorado area. I'll rebroadcast the first hour. Also, you can stream at 1360KHNC.com. And the first hour will also be stream or a podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. For Chelsea Clinton to be with Kamala Harris, does this mean that Clinton is supporting Kamala Harris, Hillary? No. I wonder if there is a conflict between Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, and Hillary. I wonder. I remember doing it during the last year or the 2016 presidential election. Obama really, I don't think, wanted to endorse Clinton, but he was forced to during his midterm race. He and Clinton, they, and even the first time he ran for office, they weren't comrades, compadres. They were at each other's throat. Hillary wanted the power. Obama was the darling of the Democratic Party. Hillary didn't like that. So I wonder, there is a big power struggle in the Democratic Party. It's evident. What's going to happen? I don't know. I do know that this is the beginning. We are watching the reemergence of Barack Obama. I'm going to go back to that. He will return as president. He'll be the final president in the final administration in the United States of America. How, between now and the end of the year, or election time even, how is he going to swing it? How is he going to pull this off? I believe it will be lawlessly. He'll violate every word in the Constitution. He's going to do it. Donald Trump. Everything switched yesterday with the Trump. Trump had momentum, and this was like going down the interstate and you hit a small 14-foot dip in the road that's filled with water, and it's just enough water to cause you to hydrofoil and slow down for just a second till you get across that little pool of water so you can get a grip again. This has put a little bit of a shift in Trump's momentum. This shift is the beginning of many shifts that are up ahead for Donald Trump. And the Democratic Party, there are two power structures. This is the beginning of the end of the Biden machine. I talked about this last week. At some point, these two dogs are in a cage and they're at each other's throat. But eventually, the dog that's going to come out on top will be Obama. Then, just using that as an analogy, then he has to face off with Trump. I just say that with the momentum that the MAGA voters, this momentum is now going to begin to wane. It's going to slow down. And though Obama, you might say, has a lot of catch up, won't take him long. He's going to catch up. Another reason they have to Donald Trump must go. The prophecies in the Bible concerning that pertain to our time in the last decade, in Matthew 24 and in Luke and in Mark, the wars that precede Christ have begun. They're going to escalate. There are going to be more wars. And Donald Trump, this was out of the director of national intelligence for Trump, He's expected to receive a senior position in the next Trump administration. He declared, and his name is Richard Grenell. During Trump's administration, there were no wars in Europe during that time in office. Now it's in your backyard. If there was a war in Mexico, we would do most, if not all, of the job. And we certainly wouldn't ask the Germans for help if there were wars in Mexico. So we would take care of business if we had to. But there were no wars with Trump. None. Then Scott Ritter, who was a United States Marine Corps intelligence officer, quote, "We've gone back in time. It's back to the 1980s, back to a situation where the United States and NATO and Russia once again face off with weapons that are inherently destabilizing. One mistake, one miscalculation, one misjudgment could lead to a situation where these missiles are fired in anger. This would lead to the potential of a general nuclear exchange between the U.S. and Russia. I don't believe that will happen, but it is escalating in Ukraine, continuing to escalate. And Trump, he accepted a call on Saturday. Guess who? Guess from whom? From the beggar. From the horse leech, Vladimir Zelensky. He called Trump. And expecting Trump is going to win the election. And here's what Trump said to him. "I appreciate Zelensky, President Zelensky, for reaching out." I'm going to have to stop. I'll finish this in a second. Zelensky will be right back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
All right, we'll continue with Donald Trump's visit with Vladimir Zelensky. So Donald Trump, after the call, states, "I appreciate President Zelensky for reaching out because I, as your next president of the United States, will bring peace to the world and end the war that has cost so many lives and devastated countless innocent families. Both sides will be able to come together and negotiate a deal that ends the violence and paves a path toward forward to prosperity." And then Zelensky posted a message. "We agreed with President Trump to discuss at a personal meeting the steps that can make peace fair and truly lasting. I noted the vital bipartisan and bicameral American support for protecting our nation's freedom and independence." This was on Saturday. Do you know the shock waves that went through the military-industrial complex, through the armed forces, through the ruling elites of America? For Trump to stop war in Russia means that the United States objective, our plans, our objectives to occupy Central Asia and rule the world once again are either put on hold or cease forever. America must rule in Central Asia, Eurasia. If not, we cannot control the world. We cannot rule the world. There will be no world hegemony. Russia is in the way. 24 hours later, Biden announces he's no longer running. He's ending his campaign. The powers that be, we don't think the way they think. Trump will bring about peace in Ukraine. You had Viktor Orban last week, 2 weeks ago, Hungary. He goes to Russia. He goes to China. He visits with Zelensky, trying to bring a peace deal to no avail. Zelensky here Trump accepts a call from Zelensky. I have a feeling that the Ukrainians are willing to negotiate. I believe that they're willing now to end the war against America's wishes. And Zelensky calls Trump, believing that Trump is going to win the election. And in their visit, Zelensky knows there can be peace. No. America won't allow it. It will not happen. The rulers of America will not allow that to happen. Trump stated 2 weeks ago, I think it was, that he could visit with, bring an end to that war in the Middle East with Israel. That's interfering with prophecy. Nobody is going to interfere with Netanyahu continuing to wage war against. Now Israel's fighting on extra fronts, the Houthis in Yemen. Israel's going to be effective and victorious. Nobody's going to stop Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from finishing the campaign against these terrorists. He's going to be successful. Donald Trump will interfere with America's plan for world hegemony. Trump cannot be assassinated. but he can be unlawfully, something will happen, and he's going to end it. This presidential campaign is going to end. I cannot see it going to Election Day. Something has changed. And I always present this point. Continuity of government. All of the agencies in this country that ensure that nothing internal or external, enemies within, enemies without, will replace the ruling structure, the ruling families, the deep state, the hidden shadow government of this country. Nothing will threaten. They may be threatened, but nothing will be able to stop or interfere with the plan for these ruling families to rule the world. Not Donald Trump. All these agencies will work together to make sure to end his presidential run once again. He's not going to return. I wish that were not the case. Donald Trump is not going to return. And we're now, as of yesterday, now things are set in motion, and you're going to see a machine begin to destroy Donald Trump. The invisible machine is now in the open. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Thank you.
I began with out of the Hal Turner radio show, 10:14 Eastern Time, Flash White House Calls Emergency Staff Conference for 10 a.m. Another for all appointees at 11 a.m. First at 10, the other at 11. White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients called an emergency conference call for all White House staff. And claiming Biden's health condition terminal. Biden's health condition terminal. In 24 hours, we may be heading into a full-blown presidential resignation. Now, has he been given, I don't know, I'm going to just throw this out. You know, Jack Ruby, I think it was Jack Ruby, he was fine. He gets cancer within, a couple of weeks and dies. He died very quickly from cancer. And they have these diseases and a way to trigger cancer. You know, a 144-hour flu, a 12-day flu, and you're dead. They inject you with this or that, and within 144 hours, 12 days, everything starts to shut down. It appears to be just, you know, the end of life. They have things in the ways to, they can tell when certain organs are shutting down. They can tell you how many days, what will happen. You'll go into a light coma. There'll be no pain. And then you expire. Is this what they're going to do to Joe? Could this possibly be the plan? We're going to see. 144-hour flu. That's 12 days. Is that right? I have to think about that. I know that 12 times 12 is 144, so now it must be a six-day flu. I wonder. We're going to see what's going to happen. But Joe has turned the wheel, the controls over to Kamala Harris, and she's not going to ever be able, she's not going to control anything. Kamala's on the way out, too. Her political career is over also. In the coming administration, she won't have any duties. She's being retired. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll return in a few minutes for hour two.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem-solution, one-product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows,